Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
You're watching KFAF, and if you were listening very astutely, Andy whispered to me, "Do you have an STD?"
Just trying to remember. Just something that may or may not be relevant
in about 5 minutes. I was like, "What?" And you're like, "Do you have an STD?" And I was like, "That's really personal, Andy. No, currently I am STD free." Mm-hmm. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're not, thank you for joining the show out here. We're watching KFAF, the greatest show on the internet. We bring you the show each and every week, Wednesdays here on YouTube.com/KindaFunny. Or if you're watching live, Kinda Funny Games. Shout out to our sponsors, Honey and the Besties on Spotify. And of course, we love all you Patreon producers out there, just like Justin Davis, David Mitel, Mahal Muhammad, Justin Toff, Drew Gardier, Shiraz
Razak,
Jared Brown, Cassandra Ramirez,
Ian Jacobs,
Zachary Smith,
Joseph Solar,
Sean Fellows,
Morgan Goranson,
the Nanobiologist,
Frank Furter,
Jason Shafransky,
Quaid Burnett,
and the Predator, Al the Tribesman, Danny Boy. We love you guys so much. Of course, your continued patronage is what makes the lights stay on here. It's what makes the computers update. It's what makes Barrett in hibiscus colored shirts. Barrett, come show these people the shirt you're wearing today. Look at this shirt.
Hibiscus.
That's look at you. Oh, he's getting wacky today. We got a great bit planned for you guys later. It's a very original bit. Never done it once before.
Nope, never done it.
He's super fun. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, Nick.
I feel loose.
You know what? Because I think I woke up earlier than normal. Instead of waking up at 10 p.m. and getting here by 11, I woke up, or 10 a.m. and getting here at 11, I woke up like around 9:30. Feeling really good. Feeling awake.
Now, I tell people that I wake up around 9, and people go, "That's crazy, man. Why don't you wake up earlier?" And I say, "Why don't you fucking wake up later?"
Shut the fuck up.
You shut your sleeping mouth.
Bitch.
Man, I woke up. I stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning doing God knows what.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing shit. Kevin, I started watching The Expanse.
Oh.
Wow.
It's very complicated. You were right. I was like, I lost.
Yeah.
There's a lot of characters. And then the cute blonde girl, I was like, oh, she's cute. And then she gets blown up. And I was like, well, I guess she's not in this show anymore. Spoilers.
Is that how that happens? Yeah.
Oh man, people get. It's cool though. It's a cool concept. Thomas Jane's in it with that. When he was in Hung, remember, with the big dick.
Oh, big wiener. Big
yeah.
Wiener. I woke up kind of concerned this morning because I as you know, fought three men at the gym.
You fought three men at the gym.
And my neck is sore. My neck is fucked up because one of them hit me with a jackhammer. Hit me with a jackhammer. One of them had a sledgehammer,
one of them pulled out a jackhammer, put it on your neck and just...
Yeah, two of them had each of them. And they hit me in the neck, and I woke up very, very sore yesterday. Woke up even worse today, Nick. And so I'm having to do the Val Kilmer. Having to do the Christian Bale, you know? It sucks. I feel it. As I was looking at you talk about The Expanse or something, about a blonde woman dying, I felt the pain in my neck. And I don't know if I can be here the rest of the show.
I'm sorry, man. If you have to go, I understand what a pain in the neck is, because I work with Greg.
Nah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Up top. I fucking got that hack. Andy.
No, but I'm worried, for real.
Last week,
okay.
You and I, we duked it out.
We duked it out.
We battled it out.
We duked it out.
Had I think the world's quickest game of Guess Who.
I was shocking that you won on one turn.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance.
It's almost like we cheated.
Yeah.
It's almost like we made that happen behind the scenes.
Really impressive. Yeah. Everybody was really impressed about
it. And so because you're the loser, you were the loser last week.
Yeah.
You get the honor of telling the audience what we're going to play next.
Do you remember the lyrics?
It was something about an STD.
Okay, ready? Do you have an STD?
Surgery station.
What was the other lyric?
Does it hurt when you pee?
Surgery station. Is there blood in your poo? Surgery station. We're the doctors for you.
There it is.
That was really rough.
Should we do it again?
We can try it after we beat the game.
Okay, cool.
Okay, after we do it.
Now, did you read the rules on this?
I read the rules. Okay. So again, as usual, with the rules of Nabisco, or who makes these?
This is made by Nabisco, yeah.
Nabisco.
Nabisco
and Saban. The youngest person goes first.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck is with these people? Are they ageist?
That's what the rules say,
hey,
man.
Hey, fucking...
I don't get it.
Hey, fucking Procter & Gamble or whoever makes this game. Like, get your shit together. Why you have to fucking hate old people?
Joey, can you come over here and...
Procter & Gamble. That's what you came up with?
Milton and Bradley.
There it is. That's what I meant.
Can you come over here and my friend Bradley. And shuffle the cards for me a little bit. Because Nick and I will have to pick a card. Pick a card, any card, and it tells us...
And we gotta go for which...
It tells us which operation board we have to go for.
Now, how do we win this game?
The person who has the most cards collected and the most money, because this, again, the medical system is just all about money, right? And so Joey's shuffling these cards, so I get to pick first. Youngest goes first, right?
Damn it.
We decided that?
Damn it.
And so
I think Barrett's younger than you. He can pick from me.
I pick a card. Zoop. Okay. I guess I could kind of see the cards underneath, but it's all good.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I don't know if you go first, or how should we...
I'll pick one.
Should we do this if I fail, Nick has to try?
I think each one of us gets a turn, right?
That's not how we've been doing it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, it is how we've been doing it.
But should we do it to where, Kevin, if I pick Funny Bone, if I fail, Nick gets to try for the Funny Bone.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
No, I think this is cool.
Yeah?
And then I'll do it, and if I fail, you get to try for it.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay, cool.
Okay,
so
cool.
We're going to... Fuck you, Milton Bradley. We're doing our own rules.
And we don't pick it until we don't end... Like, we have to keep on going for it.
Yes.
Unless we fuck it up, we have to keep going for that piece.
Every week.
Yeah,
week after week.
Okay,
after
so
day.
Funny Bone is mine.
Okay.
I've got Funny Bone. So I'm going to
attempt... That's the Funny Bone, right?
Which one is the Funny Bone?
I think it's this one.
Oh, it's just a normal bone.
It shows you the picture of it.
The guitar's in the way.
Water on the knee.
The guitar's on the way! In the way.
What does water on the knee mean?
Operation.
You know, you get water in your knee.
Yeah, you get like fluids built up.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, happened to my dad a lot. One time my dad fell off a little stepladder and I cried. I didn't know what to do.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Was he okay?
He was fine, yeah. But like he dislocated his knee.
Oh my God.
But I was a little kid and I was just in the corner just like sobbing. I didn't know what to do. I was like, do I call 911? I was really worried.
But your dad was like, hey, you know, it's not helping. You're incessant crying.
Shut up, little kid. Okay, I'm going for the funny
bone.
Be
cool, but hey, be cool.
Now, can you touch the board?
No. I mean, you can probably touch the board,
sure. You can touch the
board,
you just can't touch the metal.
Yeah.
He did it already. He fucked up already. All right.
I couldn't see it.
This game was, by the way, the game that I dreaded most.
Yeah. Okay, so now you go for the funny bone. Come on. Make sure the shaking old man. You got it. This is going to take a long time.
It's going to take a while.
All right, so now you go for water on the knee.
So now I got to go for water on the knee, okay.
So Funny Bone still in play. Funny Bone. I
guess
that's
my... Playing these.
We have to keep playing the Funny Bone.
Until someone gets it.
Until next week.
So I got water on the knee.
Yeah.
Operation.
Surgery station. You can't say that.
Sorry. We fucked the last one.
Nabisco Sudas. Because we said guess who last time. I'm like,
God damn it. Man, it used to be a lot more aggressive, by the way.
Yeah.
I remember this when I was a kid. I was like,
it used to be louder, I feel. It made like a noise.
I'm going to bring in chopsticks next week because I feel like this tool is not good enough for the surgery. Can I bring my own tool?
It won't vibrate.
It
isn't.
Okay. Metal chopsticks.
Water on the knee. Okay.
Joey, don't just blow stuff at us.
I'm the doctor for you. It's hard because I want
to
lean in, but then.
Cover it.
Yeah, but then my head's going to get in the way. Like, and it's hard to see. Oh, fuck, this one's hard. Oh, freak. Nick, can you get out of the way?
Oh, my God.
Can you get out of the way?
Oh, wow.
You got to get an angle on this
one? Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You look like George Clooney.
I just knocked my microphone pack full down.
Put it in your pocket.
Okay. It's so hard to get in there, dude. Ooh, okay. I need to create a pincer attack, Kevin. I'm going to create like a little pointy... Pincer attack. I want to create a little pointy bit.
Kevin, he's flanking the funny bone.
And I'm going to get... Oh, there we go. I'm moving it. I'm moving it successfully. That's what I wanted. That's what daddy wanted. Shit!
All right.
I did the pincer attack. You all saw it.
Oh, man.
All right. Should we try the song again? Do you remember the lyrics?
Yeah, let's go. Remember, one time.
Real quick, do you guys want me to do explosions when you get zapped?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think we do.
I think that'd be cool. Okay, remember, do you have an STD?
Yeah, I got you, bro. I fucking nailed it.
Okay, I don't know if you did.
Yeah, I don't think you did.
Is there blood in your poo?
Yeah, surgery I understand. Station. I
get it. Okay, ready?
Do you have an STD?
Surgery station!
Is there blood when you pee?
Surgery station!
Is there blood when you poo?
Surgery station!
We're the doctors for you. We're the doctors for you. There it is. We'll get it next week.
You said blood in your pee. It's supposed to be, does it hurt when you pee?
But it'd be crazy.
Do you have an STD? Does it hurt when you pee? Is there blood in your poo? We're the doctors for you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it. You want to try it one more time?
Do you have an STD?
Surgery station. It's just easier if I say surgery station. I'll just say surgery station, you do the lyrics, okay?
Okay. Do you have an STD?
Surgery station.
Fuck. I screwed it up.
We'll get it next week.
I screwed it up.
Last week, ladies and gentlemen, we had a Photoshop challenge issued by Cameron Kennedy. As you know, Tim may or may not be blind right now. We haven't seen him all day, so we don't know. Yeah. But he had laser eye surgery. So last week's Photoshop challenge came from Cameron Kennedy over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. He said, Tim's new eyes. And when I walked in today, Barrett just shook his head and laughed. Because apparently we got
a lot of good submissions. Shout out to everybody who submitted this.
He told me yesterday that it was a murderer's row of Photoshop challenges.
Just hitters?
So this is just phenomenal.
Just the fucking hitters. That's what
What I consider this?
Yeah.
The Now album greatest hits, you know?
Sure.
Now?
Yeah.
It's like, but it's for Photoshop challenges. Like, it's just full of Queen Latifah and Beyonce and Justin Timberlake.
Just the slaps. All the good early 2000s hits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's start it off with Zelda's Dada giving us number one.
This is insanely creative.
That's very good.
And to get the font that close, look at Blind Fury on the right.
Yeah, it says the Bless the Map. That's the Mario Kart map.
That is phenomenal because it looks so accurate and it's super blurry
it's
and shit.
Really
it looks
good.
Like an old school Nintendo 64 signal. This is, wow. That is insanely creative.
This is stiff competition this week.
Zelda's
right?
Data?
Mm-hmm.
That was phenomenal. Great job.
All right, M. Frit coming
Wait,
in.
Wait, what's that? What is that?
It's a kind of funny, inspired, like, little face over here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I see it. I see the eyes and the little mouth. Little mouth on the bottom right. It looks like a little piece of shine of TARDIS.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
But this is really good.
All right, number two comes from M. Frit.
Oh, God.
No, that's terrible.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
How did he get the hair so blue?
The beard is so perfect.
Meow. God.
And his hair.
The mouth, everything just sucks.
I like
here.
That there's still some of his beard left behind it. So he just looks like a skin infection.
God.
This is so terrifying.
It's horrible.
Tim has to know when he does things like this, when he puts pictures like this out on the internet, that we're going to abuse
him. He's kind of asking for it.
With his boy band hair.
It's totally his fault.
It's 100% his fault.
This is a great job.
Okay, number three, let's take a look, comes from Dakota Smith.
I can't stand the mouth. Yes!
Yes!
Hell yeah! The little Squirtle gang, I love it.
Oh my God. Who is this from? This was from Dakota Smith. All right.
Great job, Dakota Smith.
God, this is a good one. Number four comes from Ben, Please Be Excited.
That's really good. It's a scouter. It's a scouter from Dragon Ball Z.
I don't understand this.
So the scouters, you have those little goggles on, and whenever there's an enemy, you use the scouter to see what their power level is.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, these humans are 200, whatever. And then the Super Saiyan's over 9,000. They're super, super powerful. Later on in the show, they have like 4,800 million power or whatever. It doesn't really matter.
The way that they redid Tim's eyes in kind of looking like that.
Anime style?
Yeah, it's really
drawn.
Rad.
Yeah, really good.
Wow.
It's a great job, Ben. Great job.
All right.
Nick hates it.
No, I like it because it's not making fun of me being old. There's nothing about me being old in this. And for the first week ever, I feel rejuvenated. I feel like a 39-year-old man again.
Well, it's also your age.
Okay.
Let's go to number five.
Nice! Oh, man, that's good, too. I like this.
Why are they both Tim's eyes?
Both wearing the glasses.
But why are they both Tim's eyes,
but
too?
But I like that. Okay.
They could have easily made them just Vin Diesel's eyes.
Okay, we need to break this down. Because this is Vin Diesel. Those are his eyes, right?
Yeah,
put the goggles on him, but he made them tinted.
No, they're both Tim's eyes.
They're all Tim's eyes.
They're both Tim's eyes.
But he tinted the goggles on Vin Diesel to make it look slightly cooler.
Yeah.
And then Tim, of course, with his head on R.I.P. Paul Walker.
Yeah.
But in that car, Too Blind, Too Furious.
A nice little cast shadow on his face.
It's
you see that?
Really, really good.
This is phenomenal.
This is the winner for sure right now. Oh.
They just looked so stupid, both of them. I love it.
I cannot. Okay. All right. Number six comes from BJ Bernardo.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
What is he? He's got a little... Does Robin use a...
In The Dark Knight Returns, she does, yeah.
Oh, she uses a fucking...
So this is the Robin from The Dark Knight Returns.
Gotcha.
She uses a slingshot. That's but I, cool. I want to just call special this attention to what's happening in the top right hand corner. It looks like the milk mommy has become the weather.
Yeah.
And it's just a force of nature.
It's rain and milk.
That's Batman.
Oh, right? Is that Batman behind it? Oh, yeah, I can see the cape.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought it was raining milk. I thought.
Oh, I think it is raining milk.
It might also be raining.
I thought Kevin was some sort of... or not Kevin, the milk mommy was some sort of precipitation machine, you know?
I like the little smiley. I like when people redraw the smiley. It's always cool to see people's different interpretations.
Yeah, this is really good. I like it a lot.
The smiley, of course, being the icon of this famous show.
Yeah, again, making Tim would look cool with that hair, by the way. But making Tim's goggles look sort of comic book drawn with a little filter that's sort of... outline filter.
It's really good. I'm kicking myself for not just submitting just the original picture. Just to see if I can win with that picture. All right, Creaky Legs gave us number 7. Let's take a look at it.
Yes! It takes a Getty to burn his eyes. See better.
Brink. See better. Now, see, I'm just going to say this. Could have been Blink.
See
better.
Could have been Blink.
Just throw that out there.
But I do like all the hidden milk mommies in the background.
They're not hidden. They're very there.
They're very visible.
They are very, 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 very there. Robin gave us number 8. Let's look at it. Robin GL.
Oh, yes. Wow. Holy shit.
This is great.
The lighting, the coloring, the matching of everything, it looks like it's set in that world.
They actually made him look like he's a computer-generated image.
That's crazy.
Is Tim a computer-generated image?
I think a lot of it is just because they added certain shading to the sides to make it look like it feels like it's lived in that world.
This is really well done.
This is really good job.
The nose and his chin are like totally seem like they're part of it.
What?
Got a big forehead, though.
I'm saying, like, that's Tim's actual nose.
Yeah,
that's
his big old nose.
And it looks like it's part of his render.
Yeah, just in terms of, like, you know, there's a little thing, a little trick you can do on Photoshop, Nick, called, like, color match or some shit like that.
Oh.
Where you take Tim's photo, and then you use the base photo of Keanu Reeves, and it takes all the color information and applies it to
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, it's kind of a cheating way, but whatever.
No, awesome.
It's not always great.
It looks cool. Yeah,
the font is cool, yeah. Very, very good job. Who was that?
That was Robin GL, I think. Looks like we're missing one, Kev, because...
We have it.
Oh, you have it. Okay, great. Cool. Okay, I can't wait for this one. Number 9 comes from good old Matt Ferguson. Let's see what he did.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was spoiled by this one on the internet. I saw it ahead of time. I cheated.
Oh, my God.
Because Cool Greg posted it. It's all good.
Dude.
And I have never been more excited about an art piece. So Matt Ferguson absolutely destroyed this.
I just saw myself.
There's the milk mommy.
That sucks. I don't like that. Oh.
You have udders.
You have udders.
Hair.
So
that is so.
So let me just kind of break down these characters.
Yeah,
so
please do.
Cool Greg on the top right is he's playing a character named Bakugo, but it's called Bakul Greg, which there's a lot of different layers of like, let's get the names to kind of match, but let's also get their things. So Bakugo, he has like big things on his hands and they explode fire. He's like he's a fire superhero. So Nick and Mighty Ace is All Might, and what's the non-super form?
John.
Barrett?
I forget his, like, true name.
So, basically, All Might, the Mighty Ace character, super buff, super powerful, he's sick, and he always reverts back to his little shitty, uncool form on the top left, which is just Nick, yeah.
Just Nick.
Because when you're super powerful and cool, you're Mighty Ace.
Yeah.
That's when you are, you know, above it all and you kind of, I am here, and you're there to save the world.
But
then when you're shitty and, like, weak and frail and old, you're Nick. Just Nick.
Okay. Does it have to be old? Is he old?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
He's weakened.
Artist interpretation.
Okay.
But the
original character is...
There we go. Nailed it.
He could be, like, not old.
No, the original character is super weak and he's like dying. He's definitely like weak as hell and you don't want to like get anywhere near him because he'll probably just break down.
Cough or something. Too.
He's just super shitty.
Just to go back to Bakul Greg, instead of like having these exploding things, his hands are spray cans.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, spray cans, yeah. I am Deku, which is the main character. Midoriya is his actual name, but they call him Deku. Is kind of his. It just now, drew me, which is cool.
Can I ask a question?
What's up?
How come you're like the sexy young kind of like fit guy, and then my character is like dying?
Well, because
so
Mighty Ace and Nick are Andy's. He's sort of Andy looks up to him. He's always been a hero to Andy.
Ace is cool.
He's always looked up to Mighty Ace.
Like,
but
Ace
then
was the reason why he wanted to start working at the academy, am I?
Academia. But then Mighty Ace gets sick and he's all fucked up. He gets hurt and he keeps reverting back to a shitty weak form. And he reveals to Andy, hey, I'm dying, man. The superhero you see, that's not really me. It's really sad, yeah.
Well, we're all dying.
You're definitely closer.
Some of us more than others, you
Yeah,
know?
Some of us more than others, Joey. Joey, and then, so Milk Mommy on the far right, that is Mineta. Mineta's like this little creepy, perverted.
Oh, Tony Mineta from Staying
Scarface.
Alive.
Scarface. So Mineta, he has these purple balls that he throws and they stick to stuff. It's a really weird power. But he made those purple balls just udders, just tits. It looks like.
Now, so can I ask, in Mineta in My Hero Academia, does he drink milk for his power?
No. But it's just part of it. There's Mineta. There he is.
That is.
There's the actual Mineta.
Amazing.
And then Tim, obviously the star of the show with the fucked up eyes, is Present Mike. And Present Mike has the voice. Huh?
It's present hype now.
Well, he's saying the character.
It's present hype, yeah. Which is really cool. His character, he just talks really loudly, and his voice goes to, like, speakers, and everybody can hear it, and he kind of destroys shit. I think that's what it is. But, yeah, the fucked up hair, they did a great job. Can you Google present Mike, Kev? Because he
also
has.
Can you Google magic Mike also? Just put him.
Yeah,
just so Joey has something to.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for thinking of
this is phenomenal. Like, this is a very, very, very good job.
Yeah, dude, Ferguson, good job on this.
Yeah. I love the way I look as well. So there's present Mike on the left.
Oh my god! But the interpretation of the hair.
Of the hair, yeah.
Like Tim's hair, what you don't realize is curly.
And
like
blonde.
You don't get it.
It's super
and
curly.
So blonde.
Yeah.
Just as it's as blonde as Andy's hair is jet black.
No, super dark.
Man. It's really cool that they did that.
Yeah. Great job, Matt.
Good job, Matt.
Obviously a winner. I mean, this is just far and away incredible.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Final submission for this week is Forrest Kurth. I haven't seen Forrest submit in a while. It's a video. Yeah, video. Everyone, sorry, the show was late today because we had to cut out the Eminem section. but if on the odd chance that we don't, on the odd chance that we do, go over to @4Matix, that's 4MATIKS, and retweet that. That was great. I'm sure, I don't know, Tim's probably seen this already because he sees everything, but we'll tag him.
Does he see everything?
He certainly heard it.
Now he does.
Let's quickly go through those one more time. Number one, Zelda's data. This is great. Number two? Horrifying.
Jesus.
Three.
I think every one of these is absolutely worthy. Like, every once in a while we'll get one that's just like weaker than most, but all of these are so creative. Number one, I think, is a winner. Because it's so creative and it's so out of the norm from what we would normally see.
It's super fun. Let's go number one. Let's see number four again.
God, number two is just horrifying.
Let's go number five. Yeah, this is definitely a winner. Number six. It's good. Seven. Mm.
Just the poses.
Yeah.
His face.
Eight, definitely a winner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, nine a winner. And we'll go with Forrest a winner as well. So we'll have five winners this week.
Fuck it in a bucket.
The other five of you, stiff competition this week. I recommend re-entering next week to see if you can win. This comes from Josh C. Next week's Photoshop challenge to honor one of the greatest films ever made to all the boys I've loved before, mm-hmm. P.S. I Still Love You, is going to be Netflix Originals.
Ooh.
Netflix Originals. Could be anything. Please don't put any of us in House of Cards. How about that?
Yeah. God, no.
Remember, if you guys want to be a part of this show and you want to submit ideas for the Photoshop challenges, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, bag us at the bronze tier, or subscribe to this channel and leave a comment in the comments below, and maybe I'll read them. Our first sponsor is Honey. Listen, online shopping is supposed to be easy, so why is it so hard to find coupon codes that actually work? Thanks to Honey, it doesn't have to be. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. Imagine if you're shopping on one of your favorite sites and that, like, you know, Target or Best Buy or Sephora or Macy's, you get the point. When you check out, this little box drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds for it to scan for every code on the internet and then boom, watch that price drop. Kevin, Tim's been using Honey forever. Tim loves a good deal, and he swears by this. He uses it all the time to find those good codes. And I tell you what, he saves a lot of money on these things. Let's see. Honey's found it's over 18 million members, over $2 billion in savings, and Tim's one of those members. Tim needs to start giving me some money, Kevin. That's all I'll say. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and they're adding more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Not using Honey is literally passing up on free money. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/morning. That's joinhoney.com/morning. Next up, we got The Besties Podcast. Hey, listeners, we know you love all things video games, so we want to tell you about Spotify original podcast called The Besties. Andy, what, you've been a fan.
Been a fan of The Besties since 2013, Nick. It's been a long time, dude.
This is they got every Friday, the creators of Adventure Zone, Justin and Griffin McElroy, are joined by the two best friends and hard video game reporters. Do you know who they are?
Russ Rushtig and Chris Plant.
There you go, bro. Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's a great podcast. They talk games. It's sort of a video game book club. They talk about what they're playing, but they've had recent episodes where they just talk about The Witcher show and The Witcher game, or they talked about the history of Super Mario 3 and how it came about, and you know, just cool little tidbits and cool facts about different games that you would have never thought. But it's super funny. The podcast went away, but thanks to Spotify, they brought it back. It's a Spotify original, and I'm super happy about it.
The Besties covers all the major moments of video games in 2020, from new console launches to Cyberpunk and beyond. And at the end of the year, they do complete showdown, pitting all the top games of the year against one another to get the top game of the year. It's pretty epic. Andy's a big fan. We're big fans of the McElroys. We love them very much. The Besties can't do without their fans, who write in each week with all sort of goofy suggestions. It's like just like Andy said, a book club for video games. You can find The Besties on Spotify, which also has your favorite podcasts, like KFAF, and music all for free. Listen to The Besties free only on Spotify. All right. Andy.
What's up, Nick?
As you know, next, I'm a huge fan of the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is National Pokemon Day, or yeah. Pokemon Appreciation Day, or something like that.
Yeah.
And so we sat together and we thought, what if we came up with a completely original idea for this week's show? What if we, because we're both super Pokemon fans.
Huge.
What if we decided to draw Pokemon from memory?
Whoa.
And see which one of us could do it best. And Joey is going to be our judge.
Whoa.
How would that sit with you?
We did this episode last year. This isn't a rerun. This isn't a rerun. It's the second annual
Pokemon Draw-a-thon Pokemon.
Pokemon!
God,
we're on it right now.
We're just on it right now.
We're so on it right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual Draw Pokemon from Memory Challenge. As you remember last year, if you've been a fan of the show, the greatest show on the internet for a while, I beat the shit out of Andy and just left him crying
in a pile of his own
feces and blood on the ground.
Jesus Christ.
And I stood over him.
You're so full of it.
Like Muhammad Ali stood over that one guy in that iconic photo.
Was it Sonny Liston?
I don't know if it was
Sonny Liston. I think it might have been. Oh no, Sonny Liston beat Muhammad Ali maybe?
We don't know shit about
Will Smith
sports.
Played Ali, right?
Yeah.
He
was really good in
it. It was great.
Great movie.
So we're going to do it again this year. And you might be asking yourself, hey, you guys did do it last year, but the difference this year is that we have two types of markers, We have normal markers. Kevin can have the one there. And we also have silly scent markers.
So you can smell Pokemon.
So you can literally smell the art.
Remember when we drew them last year and we said we were going to give them away?
Yeah. We did.
Oh.
We sure did.
We gave them away to the trash.
They're somewhere.
I don't think anybody remembers. Nick, yes. I don't remember. What did we decide we're going to do? Are we going to do this?
Yeah, we're going to do that for the artistry portion of it. And then, of course, we'll bring up the actual picture of the Pokemon to see which one of us got closer. Spoilers, it's going to be me every single time. I like to do...
It's such bullshit because I drew Mew... perfectly, pixel for pixel. I drew Mew. I drew Mew so flawlessly. You drew a werewolf at one point.
It was really cool.
Like nothing was close. It's such bullshit, dude.
He's playing to the audience, which was me, the judge at the time.
Joey loves werewolves. That's true.
Joey fucking loves werewolves.
It's so stupid, dude.
So wait, let's. Okay, so choose your poison here. Which one do you want?
Somebody has to be a more impartial judge.
You want one of each? Okay, I want to smell these. I'm gonna start with these. All right, so Joey. Yep. Do you have a list of Pokemon?
Wait, but real quick, hold on. Can I get the one, Kev? So obviously, like, this one's going to smell like a pineapple.
Yeah.
And this one's like a toasted marshmallow. What's that?
That's poo.
Oh.
Cotton candy?
Cotton candy.
Ice cream? I don't know.
There's a bird on top of it.
Yeah, why is it?
Is it a cloud,
it's
maybe?
Bird shit.
Cotton candy.
What do clouds
awesome
smell like?
Blueberry. Oh, my God.
That oh, it says fresh good air in the back.
Oh. What the hell does fresh air?
Can I get the one cap?
A child wants to smell
it's
fresh air.
It's hard to see, but it says fresh air right there. That's what I thought. There was a bird on top. That's how they signify fresh air, I guess.
Let me smell this.
Yeah, I'm excited to smell these.
Oh, God. That does not smell. It smells like bad air freshener, like after like we poo.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is lime. That one's good. I actually like that.
All right. Let's kick this off.
Let's do it.
Joey,
let's
what's the it first one?
The first one is...
Kevin, can we get the music?
What
Charizard.
Music?
From the
just the music, man.
The music. Charizard. Okay. Just the...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Music.
The music, man.
You know what I'm
saying. No, give us the game bro music that we have.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Now Charizard.
Yeah. Mm. Charizard. Don't look at mine.
You're right, I'm not looking at you.
I haven't even started.
I'm looking at yours for
we need partitions.
Wait, should I show the kids the Charizard?
No,
not yet. So what you're going to do is we're going to draw it first, and then you're going to show it.
And then we'll review it. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
I'm gonna go.
Don't look at mine.
Wait, which one's he using, bro? Which one?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just picked
the orange.
Huh?
Did you get which one did you pick, bro? Did you open both?
Look at what's in my hand. It's orange,
okay,
obviously.
Bro, I know. I get it. Okay. So I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Hold on. I've played against Tim in.
No, hold Smash on. Can I redo?
Bro. You have to keep going.
It's true. You do have to keep going.
No, you don't. Shall we?
Can I redo? Okay, I'm redoing. Because I want to do the eclectic pose. The pose that everybody knows of. Where he, here you go.
Kind of like a dog looking face
though. Huh? Okay. So we all know Charizard breathes out poison gases. So he's all about breathing out poison gases and stuff. That's what everybody knows as Pokemon fan.
Right.
True. Yeah.
Breathes poison gases. He's got giant muscular arms. So I'll make sure to draw those. He's got giant muscular arms. And his legs. He's got six legs because he's a bug. I'm doing a pretty bad job, honestly. Okay. Let's see here.
See, for me, everyone knows that that's the what you're doing is the old Charizard. What I'm doing is the modern, kind of funny version of the Charizard.
I highly doubt it.
Which is, right, fire from the ass,
no.
Right? Fire from the
can
ass.
Can you try?
And milk from the titties down here.
Can you try, dude?
So he's got to have a little bit of puddle of milk right here.
He's not trying,
is
he?
By his wonker. By his hoochie wonker. Because he is the Charizard mommy, is what he is.
Okay, you're playing. He's playing to the crowd again.
We're just gonna do a little udder here.
He's
like
playing
a nipple,
to the fucking crowd.
A nipple, rows of nipples for all the little minis to suck on if they need it, right?
The minis.
Yeah, the mini milkies, the mini milks, and of course we'll do some cool fire effects. As you guys know, that fire gets there's fire, and then of course blue is the warmest color. Great French film. We'll go a little bit.
Yeah, I've heard that.
There you go, right there. And really, the thing about...
You're not even trying,
the,
dude.
The thing about the Charizard that's great is that he just has a lot of hair. He's got the amazing amount of hair that when he grows, he becomes the Wolverine. So we're going to put some Wolverine claws on him, too. Fucking Wolverine. Sneaky, fucking sneaky. Do you know what I mean? Sneaky.
I don't know.
Fucking sneaky.
Who says that? Does Wolverine say that?
Just a little bit of drop right there, a little puddle.
I didn't do a very good job, but I think time's up.
Yeah, I feel like
time up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we should do a timer.
We probably should have thought about a timer.
No, it's fine. This is fine. Okay, Joey. Let's wait, let's look at these first, and then let's, of course, let's bring up Charizard to see which one of us got it best. Yeah. And let's tilt the camera back up, please, if we can. So we're not giving us a haircut.
So you want me to pull up Charizard?
Yeah, let's pull up Charizard now. Okay. So I feel like I...
I put too many teeth.
Andy, the fire... Oh, wait.
The can fire we, doesn't we, come out of his mouth.
Can we make yeah, Charizard it, just a little smaller. It doesn't need to be that big.
There we go.
There you go. That's much better.
So Andy has the fatal flaw of the fire's not even coming out of the right.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even put a tail. Shit.
And I'm just going to say this.
I forgot about the tail in the
Kevin,
fire.
Can you cut to me, please?
Sorry.
I just. That right there, fire.
He
tail.
Is standing the right way, at least. In...
And he does have fire coming out of
his tail. He stands multiple ways, Kevin. he always looks right. He's always looking to his right.
I mean, I just feel like the most iconic part of Charizard is the tail on fire. How could you forget that?
But why does yours have black hair?
Because
and nipples.
Because he hasn't gotten a haircut in a
Nick
while.
Nick forgot the wings, though.
Yeah, you did forget
the
wings.
No, the wings are tucked behind
fatal
him.
Fatal flaw. What's the blue thing on the ground, by the way?
That's the milk. It's the milk from his nipples. See the nipples right there? He's got a row of nipples.
Classic
and they're like
Charizard
saggy
evolution.
Nipples to him and sucked
here,
on a lot.
I'm going to need your extensive Pokemon knowledge. What do you think is more iconic? The wings or the tail fire?
I'd say the wings.
He doesn't even have tail fire, though. He just has ass fire coming out of the asshole.
You guys, his tail fire is definitely more iconic because if that goes out, he dies.
He dies.
Yeah, like the really sad
episode.
Yeah, with the little leaf that he's holding over his tail.
If he dies, he can't squirt the milk on the ground anymore.
Here's the argument against that, is that like all three evolutions have the fire tail, whereas Charizard's got the wings. You think of Charizard, you think of the wings.
That's true. And in Smash Bros, he flies with the wings. Great recovery move. And if you look closely at mine, can you give me the one again, Kevin? I have the little horns.
But
right?
Joey,
they're tinier.
First of all, they look like ears, and he's facing the wrong way. I can't.
You can,
I don't know what you want me to do.
Flip the image then, Kevin. I don't know.
Kevin, is my face in the right way?
It is. Look at that.
If I've learned anything from the O.J. Simpson trial, is if it's facing the right way, you must acquit.
I hate this show!
I feel, Andy, calm down. I feel like I'm going to give it to you because I would worry about the milk puddle putting out
the
tail fire.
Thank
but,
you.
Joey, you're not thinking about this. When the milk goes down and he's hungry, he just laps it back up.
I'm pretty sure that he's lactose intolerant.
You don't have to make those noises, though.
I
think I got the first point.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give it to
you. It sounds like, yeah, fuck you.
So I just want you to know that it is a little bit under protest because you forgot the tail and you put the fire in the wrong spot.
How did you forget the tail, Andy?
Kevin, I just got a lot of things on my mind.
Did you sign it?
I'm trying to draw and concentrate, and I'm hearing this fucking weirdo talk about milk and nipples and shit. Like that. You're just throwing me off, dude. You're getting in my head.
Okay, bro. Just relax, man.
All right. Are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready for the next one.
I'm really excited about this one.
Okay.
Bulbasaur.
Ooh, okay.
Bulbasaur.
You know Bulbasaur.
I know Bulbasaur.
Do you know? Are you sure?
I do know Bulbasaur, yeah.
I haven't drawn it yet. Why are you looking at my paper?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to find it. I got to see, the thing is, you're going off of like reality. I'm just feeling the colors. You see what I'm saying? I'm feeling the colors.
It's a good choice.
Okay.
I'm feeling the colors.
Can you not look at mine?
I'm not going to look at yours, bro.
Okay.
I'm not going to look at yours.
Okay. I don't believe you.
I'm going to set a two-minute timer.
Okay. Two-minute timer. That seems like a lot, but...
Do you want to set, like, a 90-second timer?
Sure.
So Bulbasaur, obviously...
Don't look at mine.
I'm not fucking looking at yours.
Is the timer set?
Ready?
Go. Let's go.
Okay. Go.
Oh, no. I already
screwed
up. You
already fucked up.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to do pretty well here.
Joey, can we get an update when we hit every 30 seconds?
Sure.
Because I'll tell you what. I think I'll say this right now. Bulbasaur is my starter.
What?
Wow.
I'm a grass starter.
Ew.
Dude.
Yeah, you smoke weed.
Smoking grass, dude.
You're wasting time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Here I go.
You have 1 minute.
What?
Yeah.
Shit.
You wasted a lot of time smoking weed.
You're right, Joe. I think I'm already going to nail this because I'll tell you what, like a lot of those grids have been coming out lately where it's like, pick all your favorite starters. And like a lot of mine are surprisingly grass. We got Grookey at the end, Grookey Gang. I think I'm gonna nail this one. I just need to really nail the eyes because I feel like the eyes are the only things I can probably draw right.
He's got this.
Here we go.
Tiny little speedo that he wore.
All right.
You have 20 seconds.
You have like a little inner monologue going
I
there, Nick.
I say it every 30 seconds, but I forgot.
It's okay, Joe. It's okay. Hold on. He's got like stripes. A little like pattern, right? Like diamonds on him, I think.
Got a little tiger stripe here.
Okay, hold on.
No, you lost your black one, maybe.
I lost my black one, Joey. Sorry.
We'll speed up.
Okay.
Big bulge.
All right,
big
I got bulge. Done. Marker's done.
Okay.
Oh, look at the timer now. Perfectly.
Beep.
Beep, 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 boop.
Little tiger stripe, tiger stripe, tiger stripe.
Can you try, Nick? Jesus tiger Christ, stripe.
Now,
dude.
Now, here's what I'm going to say about the Bulbasaur, right? Now, again, we didn't specifically specify that Bulbasaur has to be from the Pokemon universe, so I have, of course, drawn Arnold Schwarzenegger from Commando here with his little black Speedos, and he's just bulbous. Every part of him is bulbous to the point where in the 80s, we used to call him the Bulbasaur, and that was short for Bulbasaur's Rex. Because he was German, and a lot of people know that the dinosaurs came from Germany back in the day.
I think he's Austrian.
He's Austrian. A lot of dinosaurs came from Austria also. Very close. Very close.
We're not playing word association. We're
Kevin,
playing...
Can you show this again? I want to just look at how big that thing is. Look at this big,
it's very bulbous.
That big old donger. Do you see that?
Oh, it's got a shadow.
It's got a shadow. It's created depth.
Can you bring up the Pokemon image?
Yeah.
Because that's Bulbasaur. Like, I didn't do a great job,
but I
obviously.
I feel like his, you made it red. It's you made red, his nipple red.
Oh, damn it. I meant to draw, I forgot what was red. I drew the eyes red. I knew the eyes were red, but I thought the plant was like a red onion, but I should have known it was green.
Also, I feel like the tiger stripes are more similar to Bulbasaur.
Yeah, let's see.
No.
I've got the tiger striping
on. It does
on
have
him.
The pattern, the skin pattern.
I drew the diamond patterns.
You drew, like, triangles, I think, and that doesn't.
Yours are like picks for a guitarist. Get out of your head, man. You're not a musician.
Nick, you want to stay on your camera, please? There you go.
It is like a weirdly bulbous. Weirdly bulbous.
Joey, who's it going to be?
Bulbous.
Mine's bulbous.
Like,
yeah, it's really bulbous.
Okay. But who drew a Pokemon?
I mean,
me.
You look like you drew a little lizard.
I feel like Nick should get extra points because there's a lot of artistic, like, you know.
Expressions and artistic
integrity.
Look at how he's screaming.
Is he screaming? I couldn't tell.
Them both half a point. They split the point for the
Or round. What if I get the full point because I drew a fucking Pokemon?
Please don't yell in the mics.
Sorry. I'm just...
Can you try next time?
Can you try to draw a Pokemon?
I'm trying. This is what... My interpretation. I didn't grow up in the fucking... A cool suburb like you did, man. I grew up in the streets, bro. We didn't have Pokemon there. We had Schwarzeneggers.
You played Smash all the time!
As the CEO, dock Andy a point for yelling!
Yeah.
No!
Is that another point?
I think Greg's on a call.
Oh, is he on a point? Is he on a call?
We're docking him a point, though, right?
No, he's full.
That's
shit.
Up to Joey.
That's
Joey, are we docking
CEO
him a point?
I mean, Greg's my boss. I feel like I have to do what he says.
So right now it's 1-1, half point, half point.
I am Aaron Gordon right now in the dunk competition. I'm getting fucked
Can
over.
Can you explain
again.
That to me? I don't
I'm Gordon Ramsay right now. We're
Joey,
making fire.
Joey, can you dock him half a point for putting a reference out there?
But I want to know because I heard a lot of people talking about it and I feel left out.
So Aaron Gordon got screwed over in the dunk competition like 2 years ago. He should have won. And then this past year, a couple of days ago, he should have won again because he did a crazy dunk. He dunked over a 7'5" guy, Joey.
That's crazy.
7'5", he dunked.
Come on, fire. Dylan, we should do the pencils.
He's so bulbous.
Let's go to the next one.
Next
then.
One, okay.
Wait, why did he get fucked over?
They didn't win. He should have won.
Oh.
And you know why? Dwayne Wade fucked him over. Because Dwayne Wade voted for the Miami guy.
Dwayne Wade.
I forgot his name. His nickname
Loves
was Airplane
Mode. Strokes.
Oh, right. That too
next
many
one.
Close, right? Different worlds.
Next one we're going to draw is, by we, I mean you guys, Dragonair.
Dragonite.
Dragonite?
It says Dragonair.
Oh, Dragonair.
Dragonair.
Oh, damn. That
okay.
Sucks.
Okay.
Why?
Because I don't remember how Okay, Dratini, Dragonair, Dragonite.
All right, I'm going.
Dragonair's in the middle. Dragonair's
ready?
Not the...
I don't think that's the right order.
Ready?
Start it, Joey.
Go.
Shit, I don't remember how Dratini looked.
Yeah, Dratini's the one that I had a lot of questions
Dratini's
about.
Dratini's a little
how
cute baby.
Dratini would wear a scarf.
Dratini's a cute
like
little baby.
Like all the Pokemon Dungeon Master.
Joey, please don't give him any clues. It's cheap.
Can you try?
I can do whatever
I'm
going to
try on this one, okay?
Okay.
I would like an update on what kind of smell markers you're using.
Oh, we forgot to use
I'm
those
using
they're really stinky.
Blueberry. And you know what? It tastes exactly like every other blueberry marker
also,
I've
you have
ever
a minute
used.
Left.
Why are you tasting it?
Or it smells, sorry. Did I say taste?
Yeah.
I think I think it's got like a fucking ball in its head or something. It's got like Olympia wings.
All right, so I'm gonna do this.
Thing is, got really cute eyes, Kev. Got really cute eyes.
I'm gonna be honest with you, those are scary right now.
No, they're so cute.
It's got the little cute eyes.
Fine. Joey loves them, so fuck me, I guess.
Make sure to add the consummate V's.
The what? The what?
I don't know what that means.
There we go.
Draw the what? Are you giving him hints?
Hey, Alan.
Okay. Are we almost done? Beep, 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 beep.
No, you have 15 seconds.
I think I'm pretty spot on. I think I'm doing a pretty decent job.
Man, I give you the hint that I like things with the cute scarves, and you didn't even have a cute scarf.
Wow.
Fuck. I didn't play to the crowd, Joe.
Okay, we're over. Stop the timer.
Okay.
This one's interesting because I legitimately don't remember how Jotini looks or Dragonair.
Let's pull it up. Let's take a look.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. I put the ball in the wrong area, but still close.
It's gonna dock you.
Let's see Andy's first.
It's so cute.
There's no tail on the ball, though.
Ball
tail. I mean, I put a ball, though. Andy, that's gotta count for something.
I'm kind of. Is your Dratini kind of flat?
Dragonair.
You're right. Sorry, Dragonair.
It's fasting.
What's going on with
intermittent fasting, Kev?
The tail end is really wide, and I feel like with this we're seeing a very narrow, kind of a tight tail.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like you're body shaming. I appreciate if you maybe let Dragonair live her life.
Hey, as a fat guy, I can do whatever the hell I want, right?
It's true. Kevin's been there. He's been to the dark side.
I mean, either way, guys, I at least nailed that there's a ball.
It's you got the cute little earwing thing.
I put the earwings. That's got to count for some points, man.
Andy,
and you nailed the cute eyes.
Cute eyes.
Andy, I don't want to be nitpicky, okay. But the ball is purple and where the horn is.
Yeah. It's there, though, right?
Here's the thing.
I think guys, we can all agree that Andy tried, and that's the important thing. Now, what was the name of the character again? Dragonair?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a fucking Dragonair. You see what I'm saying?
Like a millionaire!
Dude, baller fucking
is
bill,
that
right?
Where your brain went? Kevin, how did you know that's where his brain went?
Baller
a millionaire.
Bill, dude, okay. I look at that and I couldn't
He has
guess.
A red scarf on and it's summertime.
See,
he doesn't care.
Nick took the hint.
He's
I like scarves on animals.
He's got fuck you money, Kevin. Can we go back? He's
yeah,
flipping
yeah,
off
the I
camera.
See the finger.
And that's his red limousine. Was it going to be a Ferrari? Yes. Did I forget halfway through? I was put on a Ferrari.
Also,
yeah, so he's got a red limousine.
Not a stretch limousine. Though.
No, Kevin. We lost. We got. We said 15 seconds. We just drew it down there, but it's speeding away. It's fast. It's going fast there.
Again, I almost spit drink all over
Scrooge
myself.
Scrooge McDuck coins everywhere, and does it look a little like Godzilla? Maybe.
I thought you were going for Trogdor from Strong Bad.
That sounds cool.
So the fact, like, what's blowing my mind is that Kevin was able to take a stroll in your mind and think millionaire. Dragonair.
I mean, it's brilliant.
Y'all are fucking awful.
Joey, can you get at least half an extra point?
I'm going to give...
For who?
Excuse me, I'm the keeper of the points.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Andy a full point because it's really, honestly...
Thank you, Joey.
Impressive.
I try.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm going to give Nick... Yeah. Is anybody keeping track of these points?
Yeah, it's half point right
okay.
now. Okay. So one and a half to half point.
You lost the point, Andy.
You lost the point. Greg took your point away. I can't do anything about that. I'm going to give Nick half a point for creativity and then a quarter of a point for a cute scarf.
Okay, now you're getting into real math now, this is getting hard.
You have 1.25 points.
Okay.
I'll write it down.
And Andy has 1.5 points.
Yes.
I'm losing?
No, you're winning.
1.5 to 1. Oh,
one
sorry.
And a quarter. I got it.
I thought you had 2.25.
So you have 1.5. And I have 1.25.
He fucking
We're getting
drew,
real granular.
He drew Arnold Schwarzenegger, for fuck's sake.
Who didn't?
He was really bulbous, though.
He was so bulbous. All right, next question, or next thing.
The next one we're doing, one of my personal favorites, and I think also one of Andy's favorites, Eevee. Is this one of your favorites?
Yeah,
I
love Eevee.
Took a wild guess.
There was a guy I went to school with named Justin, and he'd always go, Eevee, because he had, like, braces.
Oh, that kind of sounds like your Justin. Snape impression.
Joey,
I'm gonna put the timer now.
Yeah,
okay, ready?
We gotta start the timer faster.
Sometimes we like to talk,
Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Nope.
Okay, man, I don't really remember how Eevee looks. It's so hard. Like, can I picture it in my head? Absolutely. No, that's a bunny, Andy. What are you doing? As long as you nail the big eyes, I feel like that's
Eevee has
fair.
Two defining characteristics.
Yeah. Ooh, little Evie. Ooh, that's the noise she makes. I don't like that they gave Evie a voice. I don't like that they gave Evie a voice in the video game. Like, she never had a voice.
She was just, like, noises, right?
Yeah.
What does she say?
How many tails has she got? Four? Two?
No.
Two? Because one for each letter E in the name?
Yeah.
Four? E-V-E. Okay.
I mean, I'm done. It's easy.
You sound really confident.
It's super easy.
I'm really worried about this one because I don't remember this one very well. You said two defining characteristics. I just don't even know what those are. The four tails? Four defining characteristics?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. You have 17 seconds.
Okay, I'm done.
I don't think that's...
Let me just add some color. Let me just add some color. There we go. Damn, I don't remember how Eevee looks. Shit.
It's like kind of a basic Pokemon. We're over.
Okay.
So the two defining characteristics for Eevee, in my opinion, her pretty big ears and her really fluffy tail.
She has only one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, defining characteristic, I'd say, is the little bulbous thing right there.
Hey, he's drawing.
You can't add that.
You didn't see it. Nobody saw it.
We just saw it. Doc, half a point for
no!
Cheating, Andy! What are we supposed to do?
She's your pumpkin eater rule.
Can you...
But you also give her a lot of
tails. If he gets to draw one more, I can draw
nine
more.
Tails?
No, I only drew one tail, but it's in motion. You see?
Oh,
motion blur.
You know that's a lie.
Motion flapping around.
You heard him say Evie has four tails.
He could have been throwing me off. I don't know.
Did you draw Kurt Cobain? What did you draw?
No, so of course, my Evie is from the classic 80s television show where when she pushed her hands together, she froze time. I can't remember the name of the show. It would be really funny if I could.
I'm glad this bit is only working for you.
There it is.
So wait, what show? We don't know?
Chat, let us know what that show is called. You guys know what I'm talking about. I had the mom who was she was a character in Stayin' Alive.
God, you're old.
Saturday Small Wonder, Small Wonder.
No, it wasn't Small Wonder. No? It was, I can't remember the name of it.
As long as the bit is working for 0.4% of the audience.
Time, she frees.
Out of this world.
Out of this world, that's what it was. So this, of course, is Evie from Out of This World. Of course, her mom had sex with an alien, and the alien could freeze time, and I think they had her, and then she could
freeze
time.
Did it have, like, a really good theme song?
Yes, it did, Joey. It had a great, best
Joey,
theme song ever.
You are getting lost in these stupid fucking details.
I'm just asking some clarifying questions.
You have to understand.
Won me over with the tail in motion.
You have to understand that what he drew doesn't look anything like the thing right here.
This Joey, is Evie, Joey, yeah. I just want to bring this up.
Look. Bring it up for the audience, Kevin.
No!
Bring it up for the audience, Kevin. Kevin, bring it up.
Joey, he fucking nailed it. I didn't.
Thank you. Fucking
like,
thank
shocking.
You.
Shocking.
Thank you.
This fucking show sucks. Are you kidding me?
What is she? She kind of looks like Kristen Bell, but not.
No, she's a...
What is she? That's no one. I don't know. I don't think she ever did anything after this.
That is the weirdest pull you'll ever make.
Yeah. Evie.
Like, nobody knows
it. It's gonna get weird with the bulbous Arnold Schwarzenegger. Man, we had no idea.
Yeah, but Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, I don't even know what this is.
It's Evie. Out of this world.
Jesus.
Kevin, can
Christ.
You play the theme song?
No.
I feel like we already have
Maureen
one claim.
Planning.
Yeah, I mean,
Burt
might as well
Reynolds
do it
was in this?
95 episodes for Burt Reynolds.
Dude, this was a huge show back then. Greg Miller is about to come in here any minute and be like,
her.
Out of This World was amazing.
Well, he's on the show. Look at him. He's on the bottom left in that little poster.
Greg
she,
Miller,
I think,
oh,
was
me.
In Seventh Heaven. She might have married Matt.
Here, I got to put a little blue headband on.
She's not Jessica Biel, though.
So let's get back to the issue at hand, Joey.
So the issue at hand. I'm going to give Nick...
For the last
I'll
factor.
Round you out with a 3/4 of a point.
Okay,
for
so
last
I'll go up to 2 points.
You're taking
two,
that
two full
points.
Excellent.
Andy, I feel like you did I'm going to give you also 3/4 of a point because I think you did a really good job, plus an extra quarter, so a whole point for the tail motion.
Tail motion. Got it.
The so tail Andy's motion. At two
it. But Joey, I just have to ask. There is no docking for drawing after it was complete.
She didn't know. She didn't
can
see
you
that.
Take away 1/5 of the point?
No, I cannot take away 1/5 of the point, Joey.
Yeah,
we're going half points. No more quarter points here. Unless it's
so me. Now I have 2.3 points.
So Andy has
2.3. How about you just go decimal
I'm just
points?
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
He has 2.3, yeah.
The thing is, Kev, like, what the refs didn't see, like if the refs didn't see it, you can't call it.
If the glove
that's
don't fit.
That's not how I think I'm
must
the
quit.
I I think I'm the ref. She's the umpire.
We'll see. We'll
Who's
see
the scorekeeper?
Nobody.
Also Nick?
The guy competing. So he has 2.3. I'll just do that.
Oh, Barrett's also holding Kibby and Scott.
There you go. So it's 2 to 2.3.
We
docked him. It's 2.3 to 2.
No, that's such
a... There you go. Well, this is the official scoreboard. 2.3. All right.
This
is fourth one coming up. What is it? What's it going to be?
No, we're on the final one, right?
No, you have after this. You have one more.
Oh, I
am unfamiliar with this Pokemon.
I am so excited for this one.
It's Rayquaza. Am I saying that right?
Rayquaza.
Rayquaza. There's no N in here.
God.
Rayquaza.
Sure.
Rayquaza.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Rayquaza.
Rayquaza.
You know what? I know. I kind of.
Okay. I'm gonna set the alarm.
It's got like flat. Really it's got like flat flaps and shit, dude. And it's like it's. It's like a dragon of some sort, I think. Right? But it has like flat flap elements. Can you at least give me points for on the record? I'm saying it has flat flaps. Flat flaps, Joey.
I mean,
think
I,
about that.
I cannot confirm or deny.
Before you see the Pokemon, just think about Andy said flat flaps.
You have a minute left.
Fuck. Okay. Ah, damn. Okay. Shit. I just don't even know, Joey.
I don't know either, so this is a surprise for all of us.
This is one of those, like a legendary, I believe, of some sort.
What does that even mean?
It's a legendary Pokemon, Kevin. It's like, it's in the it's a legend. It goes on in the Hall
of
Fame.
You're saying this Pokemon's not real and it doesn't matter how we draw them?
Exactly. Kevin, exactly. You fucking
know. That's what I'm getting from what you just said.
You have 30 seconds.
Flat flaps, Joey. Flat flaps. It's got like a head. I'll just give it a little baseball hat.
Oh no.
I mean, I'm done. I nailed it.
10 seconds.
Okay,
I can't wait for the explanation on this one.
Just give it a little.
It's pretty simple, Kev. I got it.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you.
Can we see the drawings, contestants?
Can we see what the thing is first?
Flat flaps.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Look at the flat flaps around its head.
He doesn't wear a baseball hat though, dude.
Well, there's something on the head though, is what I was trying to think of.
Can we see Andy's compared to it?
He's wearing a baseball cap.
Pretty good colors. Though.
Like it's green. It's got but remember, Joey, I didn't necessarily draw flat flaps, but look at the.
It looks like you tried to draw Cool Greg if he was. Wearing
You're right.
It does.
I don't know why I drew a human ear. I'm not sure why, but it's green. It's got red elements too. I drew red eyes, even though it doesn't have red eyes, but there's red and green, right? Kind of fussy. Ooh, I like the way it moves. It's coming at me. Careful. Yeah, I think I did a pretty decent job.
Solid.
I drew wings, but whatever. Flat flaps. Flat flaps.
What was the name of the character again?
Rayquaza.
So I don't know that character. I don't know Rayquaza, but I do know Ray Charles. And I just thought we should celebrate him as one of the greatest musical artists of all time. Great pianist, great singer. Immortalized, of course, by Jamie Foxx in the movie Ray. And I think if you don't like this, you can go fuck yourself.
You would be great at Pictionary.
I think I probably would.
You're a really good doodler. You're a really good doodler.
If only you did a little bit of homework.
Like,
what am I supposed to do? Memorize all the Pokemon? That would take at least a half hour, Kevin.
Just look at them once.
I'm going to award Andy 3/4 of a point.
For the
flat flaps. You know, I'm just going to round
it down.
You're going
to round it up to 3?
I'm going to round it down from 3/4 of a point to 0.7, so you just have a solid 3.
Okay. So I get no points for Ray Charles.
You can have a quarter.
Okay.
2 1/4. All right. 2 1/4.
All right. Down to the final one.
2 points.
I'm whooping your ass right now, dude. I came for revenge.
You're behind by...
You can keep doing your stupid fucking dumb jokes, but I've got the Pokemon knowledge in my head, okay?
Hey, listen, man. Come see, come sigh. You know what? I heard it both ways.
Okay,
okay, okay.
This one, also a very cute Pokemon.
Final one,
right? I'm very excited. This is the final one.
Okay.
Togepi.
Oh.
Togepi.
Tell me when to start the timer.
Togepi!
You can start it now. Okay.
What if you make the noise like it? Togepi! Like I just did right there.
Oh, that's some things.
Pree! Okay, here we go. Here we go. I like this one. This is a good one.
I know, right?
I'm ready to nail on this one, dude. I think. I'm ready to nail on this one.
update on time?
You have 1 minute left.
I forgot how the eyes look. I think they're just circles.
Huh, it's interesting.
I don't know. Damn, I kind of forgot how it looks now.
Yeah, it's...
Hold on. Why? I don't like the laughing already.
I don't like it either, dude.
I'm already really worried about it. Man, damn, I drew this really fucked up. It's supposed to be way smaller. Pretend it's way smaller, Joey.
Okay.
When you judge it.
Okay.
But the egg is definitely white.
You have 30 seconds.
The egg is definitely white. All right. I went for color. Keep all these things in consideration.
You filled in the squares, huh? The shapes.
Yeah. Should I? They're not filled in. They're just outlines. Let me draw an outline real quick. There. Draw another one.
Five.
Four, three, two, one. And now the world premiere of Britney Spears, Toxic.
What a moment. What a moment.
Okay, I'm done.
Can we see the image, Kevin?
Wow, I fucking nailed this.
Oh, shit. I didn't do this. I didn't do the middle piece in the head.
Yeah.
I didn't do the middle piece in the head.
They're not ears, it's just the shape of its head.
Hold on. No, Joey!
We saw that one.
You saw that? I thought it was really
fast. Now, here's what I'll say.
How many points are we docking?
No, I'm not docking any points.
Yeah, thank you.
Yet. Let's not close the door on docking any points on this, okay? Because here's what I'll say about it. Kevin, stay on that. Can you stay on his shot in one shot? Now, Togepi, of course, one of the classic Pokemon, right? I don't know what the hell it is. But I will say, for not ever having seen this thing before in my life, look at how much... Put this on the other side. Look at how much I nailed it. Now, of course, Togepi wearing the toga, nailed it.
Yeah.
Got the three horns on the head. Yep. Looks a lot like Andy peeing on the side of the road, right there. Color yellow, color black, nailed it.
This isn't Pictionary. You can't just go with sound and word association. You can't say, oh, a toga's peeing. Oh, Togepi! You can't do that.
But Joey's laughing. We're not playing. Joey's giggling.
We're not playing charades.
I'm not going to lie. I think he deserves more than a point for that. That's fucking amazing.
I think it's
great. We're not going for creativity.
Now, since Andy was able to add, of course, I'm going to color in Andy's hair here jet black. Jet black hair.
Yeah, it's black.
So much black hair.
It's
Togepi.
It's fucking there you brown.
Go. Okay, cool. Joey, make the final decision. Of course, score right now 3-2.25.
Okay, so I'm going to award Andy half a point. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Andy brings up 3.5.
Final score 3.5.
Like, there's not a chance in hell you're coming back.
And I am at 2.25.
You're a full
point
and a quarter away.
For Togepi.
We know what it was.
Bring back up. Togepi.
We saw what it was.
Objectively, I feel like I have to give you 3/4 of a point.
3/4 of a point.
3/4 of a point.
So bring me up to 3. You're going to bring me up to 3.
And then maybe...
Yeah. What? No.
Yeah.
You should have stopped there.
Maybe 1/4 of a point for like really making me laugh.
Okay. So looks like I won.
The score for me is 3.25.
Wait. So again, we're not docking him for clearly cheating and getting caught this time.
3.5 to
3.25.
That's ridiculous. We can just cheat on these games?
But he...
I can't even say that Nick was cheating because he wasn't even following the prompt.
Andy, it's just...
You drew Ray Charles!
Here's the thing. If you look at that...
Joy, but look how much I fucking nailed this. Look how much I nailed this. Do you see what I'm saying?
You did.
That's my drawing!
Kevin, look how close this is to Ray Charles.
I'm going to be honest, Andy...
That's my drawing!
I'm going to be honest. Part of that 0.25 points that he's right there that he got is because he almost made you spit out your drink at one point.
It's funny.
That was true.
All right, you know what?
It looks like I won.
You did win, Andy.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I'll see you next year.
I'll see you next year
for the third annual.
We couldn't think of something better to do a Pokemon drop.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would normally do asking anything right now, but we're a little long on the truth. So we'll save that for next week. Of course, thank you so much for joining us. Remember, patreon.com/kindoffunny if you want to submit ideas like this fucking genius one back to the bronze tier or above, and we'll do that. Of course, you can ask Andy anything. You can also submit ideas for bits that we're going to do on future shows. Andy,
I'll tell you what, Nick. Yeah. You know, this... We were supposed to save this for next week because National Pokemon Day is next week. But next week, We got something really special.
Next week we have a special, two special guests.
Really
next week,
special.
And we're gonna play a real fun game. So tune in then. And last week's episode was really good. See which one of us knows the other one better. Is it Andy or is it me? Spoilers: we don't know shit about each other.
Yeah.
And it's super fun.
It's
watch
a really
that episode,
good episode
as well. Joey, thank you for joining us. Gentlemen in the back, thank you for your work. Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been AF'd.